my booger.
Give him back, I said.
No.
Give him back, you little thief. Give him back, I said.
Hey, you two, what about a ceasefire?
Dina took my sunglasses.
They're my sunglasses.
You liar, they're mine.
They're mine.
They're mine.
They're mine. They're mine. Ooh, I'm gonna be like the most awesome kid at the mall. Well, aside from you, my gorgeous and eternally hip young daughter.
Thanks, my loving mother, who's still living in Woodstock.
Okay, come on, everybody. Let's get a move on. Come on, come on. Becky, come on. We're leaving in 5 minutes. Eyeshadow or no eyeshadow?
You can't go until I find my magazine. I need the picture of that dress.
Don't you have it engraved in your memory? Dan? Are you dead?
Yes.
Well, that's too bad, honey, because you still gotta buy shoes. Okay, now where are we meeting?
In the bookstore by Call It Salad.
At 4 o'clock sharp.
Oh, you're just a little memory bank.
Give us the same speech every time we go to the mall. No jumping on water beds, no perfume fights.
No falafel.
Look at that dress.
DJ, give it a rest.
This is the one I want for that one enchanted evening dance.
Whoa, pretty snazzy threads for an evening that's going to end at 9:30.
Hi.
Hi.
And Jackie, I found the dress I want.
Ouch, hot stuff.
When I walk into that gym, everyone's going to notice me.
Yeah, and then they're going to puke.
Come on, Mom, I want to get over to the mall.
You better take her temperature. I think she's got dress fever.
Hey, if I don't get this dress, I'll kill myself.
Honey, bad luck to kill yourself before the biggest sale of the year. Lanford Mall Spring-a-thon.
They're having this awesome thing called a blue light-a-thon. If a blue light flashes while you're touching something, you get it for free.
My luck, I'll be touching myself.
I'm gonna go wait in the car.
Me too.
Me three.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Are you looking for anything special?
No, just the usual Lanford excitement.
Roseanne, what's wrong with these? Why are you telling me I need new shoes?
Because she lives to torment you, like I do.
Thanks so for sharing. I'll go home.
No, I'm coming along to make sure you get the shoes because I'm tired of hearing Roseanne complain about it.
Mom, DJ and Darlene are killing each other.
What's the bad news?
I love the live music.
You should soak it in now, because they ain't going to be live much longer. You know, I've been to a lot of a-thons in my day, but I must say, this is the a-thon to end all a-thons.
Come on, Mom, I want to get over the ultimate.
We got to wait for your dad to park the car, and then we got to hear the epic saga.
Mom, can I have a dollar for a cherry guzzle?
I thought you brought money.
I did, but I'm not spending it on food.
Well, cherry guzzle ain't food. It's toxic waste.
Please, Mom. I'm dying of thirst.
All right. I guess your life's worth a buck.
Thanks.
How come it takes Dad so long to park the car?
Because he's got to drive around 20 minutes to find a spot 2 inches closer than the one he found 10 minutes before.
Mother, I just know that at this very moment, some other girl in the ultimate's buying the exact same dress that I want.
Honey, what did I tell you about being paranoid schizophrenic?
Mom, this is the dance of the year.
Okay, go ahead in the ultimate. I'll meet you there in a couple minutes.
Thanks.
I'm keeping the charge card. Well, it must be hard to shop with someone's tongue in your mouth.
Oh, my God. What? That's Stan Harmony. He's got that exercise show on Channel 32, not to mention a great set of pecs.
So maybe he's here for the peck-a-thon.
How have I taken advantage of you? In what way?
In every conceivable way.
You are here. Thanks for telling us.
Oh, we've added a ton of stuff. House of Pedicures, Snow Tires Are Us, Bagel Madness.
You know, I love malls. You can live, die, and learn how to play the organ all under one roof. Hey,
take a key, will ya? I like it's the original mall groupie herself.
Yes, on her grave it will say, you are here.
You guys didn't tell me you were coming.
Well, we didn't want to spoil the wondrousness of this moment.
Crystal, you look like you bought out the mall.
Oh, it's tempting. Everybody's having 2-for-1 sales, 1-cent sales, half-price sales. And I'd love to get a set of towels.
Attention, Spring-a-thon shoppers. For the next half hour, in addition to our regular 15% discount, there will be an additional 10% discount at towels, etc.
Oh, my Lord, this is incredible.
This woman has been kissed by the gods.
I'm getting towels. High five.
How far away did you park?
Good dance.
Are you looking for anything in particular?
Yeah, my mother. She's supposed to be here already.
Okay, honey. Forget it, your butt's too big.
Would you get out of here?
Why don't you buy this one with the big bow on the back? That ought to cover the Continental Divide.
Mother, tell your daughter to get lost.
Darlene, Amstray.
I need a dollar.
For what?
Designs on Yogurt is giving away free toppings with every purchase.
But not to you. You just had a guzzle.
Half a guzzle. It was warm. I threw it out.
Mom, give her the dollar. Please.
All right. Now that's it till college.
Thanks.
Hey, this is cute. Look it.
Mother, that is not the fashion statement I want to make.
Ah, well, $110 ain't the financial statement I want to make.
Well, have you found anything yet?
No, just a bunch of clothes.
Well, what exactly are you looking for?
Well, we're looking for something that doesn't cost nothing and it'll change my daughter's life.
Something like this.
Oh, that's a fabulous look. Let me show you some things I have in the back.
Hey, you. I looked all over the place. I couldn't find nothing.
Oh, you poor baby. It must be hard to find shoes when you're browsing around in House of Chainsaws.
Roseanne, there's no way I'm going to blow an entire Saturday sitting in some shoe store waiting to be waited on by some salesman who's already got 200,000 other customers who are waiting to be waited on. I ain't buying shoes. That's it. End of discussion.
And get a couple extra pairs of laces, too.
Mom, look at this dress.
Wow.
Can I have it? Please? Please, 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 please.
Well, first you gotta say please. How much is it?
$79.95.
Mom, if you buy me this dress, I promise you I will never ask for another thing.
Now, Becky, we discussed price before
the lesson. Mom, all my friends are gonna be wearing dresses like this. If I don't have one, it'll look stupid, and none of the guys want to dance with me.
So dance with the girls. Come on, let's go look at something else.
I don't want anything else. I want this.
You know, this is an investment. In a few years, your other daughter will be able to wear it.
Well, for $80, our whole family has to be able to wear it. Come on, honey, let's go look at something.
I don't want anything. Ever again, for as long as I live.
Thanks, you've been very helpful.
DJ, I want to see the bunnies.
I went to your sister's house. You're going to go to my mother's.
All right, but I'm not eating. Best $21.95 you'll ever spend.
Do you come with it?
In a quarter shape or tone, my entire body, legs, chest, arms, it can do the same for you.
You mean if I work out with this, I'll look exactly like you?
Absolutely.
And I won't need surgery or anything?
Come up here, I'll show you how it works.
No.
Come on.
No. Oh, I feel a little overdressed. Maybe I should take some of this off.
Well, now we don't want to get too healthy too quick. Now, what are your goals?
To get the hell out of Lanford.
You know what? You sound a lot like me 5 years ago. I was a factory worker in Mansfield, Ohio.
I work in a factory?
I was 32, 128 pounds, bored, senseless, stuck. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I hated getting up in the morning.
I know exactly what you're saying.
It was April 2nd. I opened my eyes that morning, and the first thing I saw was a cigarette butt floating in a bottle of beer. And right then it hit me. Maven.
Maven.
Motivation, attitude, vitamins, exercise, nutrition. Maven. The result? The Porta Shaper. You can do it, too.
Well, that's you. I'm here. I'm stuck.
Hey, I was you. I just got unstuck.
Hey, are these things going to make me nauseous?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what?
You see, I got this problem with my stomach, and these things kind of... What about gas?
Attention, Spring-Con shoppers. Will customer Buddy Jaffe please return to Lamford National Bank on level 3?
How'd you do?
Oh, swell. My daughter's not talking to me.
Where's your new dress?
We didn't buy one.
Cost 80 bucks.
Lanford. Lanford.
City's in Illinois.
Roseanne, everything in this town stinks. You'll never be able to buy Becky that new dress. I'll never be able to buy my kids a new dress. Lanford's a big cesspool, and we're all condemned to sit here and drown in the sewage.
Something wrong?
Yeah, I'm 32. I weigh 110 pounds. I work in a crummy factory, and I'm stuck here like a cigarette in the bottom of a beer bottle.
Honey, you're upset.
Blame him. He was a small town boy. He got unstuck.
He's showing people how to bend over in a mall.
Yeah, well.
The only thing he's got that you ain't got's a gimmick. You'll get there.
Roseanne, I haven't even come close.
Sure you have. What about your edible nail polish thing? What's the matter with that?
Nothing.
You'll do it. Trust me, you'll get there. And when you do, it's going to be a lot better than having a stick on a rope.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys! I won!
Won what?
The blue light prize. Oh, it was just incredible. The blue light went off when I was in Taos, etc.
What'd you win?
Oh, check it out. Rubber sheets. Well, my mall day's done. You guys need a ride to your car?
No, thanks. Dan chartered a helicopter.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Happy birthday.
Feel like a chili dog?
Among other things. You want a chili dog?
No. I'm never eating again.
Fine, but you're still doing the dishes.
Why isn't that guy coming to us?
He will, son. He will.
We've been waiting forever.
Oh, we haven't been waiting forever. We only been waiting half an hour. That's hardly forever. Hey, waiting's good for you. Did you know that? Waiting builds character. Waiting helps you appreciate what you've been waiting for. You know, some of the greatest men in history waited. Lincoln waited at Gettysburg. Caesar waited all the time. And these are some of your great men in history.
They were waiters?
Yeah. Excuse me.
Dad, I need money.
No, she doesn't.
Go suck on a loafer. Come on, Dad. Mom won't give me any.
Well, that's probably a good reason.
No, just cheapness.
Right here.
Thanks.
No parakeets.
He's still gonna wait.
You bet.
Is he ever gonna help us?
Yeah, he's gonna help us. Thomas Edison. He waited. He's also deaf in one ear. Beethoven was totally deaf. He wrote some of the most beautiful music ever written. My aunt used to play a piece by him. Moonlight Sonata. Well, she only knew that piece, that and Theme from a Summer Place. Percy Sledge. No, that's Percy Faith. I get the Percys mixed up all the time. Big talent. Excuse me, sir. Go ahead.
Excuse me, I'll be with you in a minute.
Dad, my elbow's 5 1/2.
Great.
Wanna see?
No.
Dad, will you measure my head?
No. Just sit there, okay? Just sit there. Don't measure anything. Don't touch anything. Don't try anything on. Just sit there. Just sit there, okay?
Okay.
All right, very quickly. I'm supposed to be on my break, so what do you want?
Oh, yeah, this...
What size?
13D?
13D? No sweat.
Excuse me. But every 13D is different.
Well, I guess that answers my question. I was wondering if you're sitting here thinking about what to get me for Mother's Day. Oh, you're still not talking to me, huh? Fine, there's plenty of other people who will. Hey, dudes, have you heard that new Pink Nipple album?
Mother?
It's a miracle. The mall's restored your power of speech. So you were saying?
Don't embarrass me in front of strangers.
Oh, I didn't mean to make you feel bad. And I'm sure you didn't mean to make me feel bad when you threw that hissy fit in the ultimate and made me feel like the worst parent that ever lived.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you.
You know I'd love to buy you that dress, but we just can't afford it.
I know.
You want to go look at something else?
No, Mother, I'll wear it. I already have.
You sure?
Yeah, I'll find something in my closet.
Ah, Becky, you're such a saint. When we go home, you'll have to ride on the dashboard of the car.
Beat. Wonder why? Maybe because you just snarfed down 3,000 pounds of sugar.
Shut up. I'm gonna go lay down.
Lie down.
Shut up.
Mom, look what I got for you. A shoehorn.
Why don't you go upstairs and wrap it up and surprise me?
Okay.
Well?
Well, what?
You know damn well what.
Oh, is this the item to which you were ever so obliquely referring?
Yeah, let's see them.
Ooh. Oh.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Roseanne, every inch of these babies is hand-sewn. And that's not all. Notice the superflex sole, the beveled heel. The multi-textured leathers and exotic skins. No, no. This is more than a mere shoe. This is a timeless piece of footwear. On behalf of shoes, I'm Ed McMahon.
Say, Ed, what'd you pay for them?
$79.95.
Would you hate me if I asked you to take them back?
Take them back. No, you've been on my case all week begging me to buy a pair of shoes, and I finally give in because I happen to be a decent human being. I drag you and your back from the dead sister to the mall, drop you off at the door while I drag my muffler around the parking lot 30 times looking for a place to park, get kicked out of 3 handicapped spaces, almost get arrested, spend a day and a half in a shoe store waiting for Buster Brown with an attitude to wait on me. And you want me to take these back?
Yeah.
May I ask why?
Well, because there was a stress for Becky and it cost $80, but I couldn't afford it, and so I just was thinking if we took the shoes back, we could afford it.
You're an amazing woman, kiddo.
I know, and it only took you 15 years to figure that out. Becky!
Yeah?
Daddy says we can take back his shoes, and we're going to get that dress.
Do you mean it?
I swear on your father's shoes. But you have to do every single thing I tell you for the next 6 months with no lip.
I swear my father's shoes.
You gonna drive us, honey?
Thank you.